This is Pastor Jeff Chavis. I'm the pastor of Church Online. I say this each week. We are a unique community of faith, and you can find us on the internet at churchonline.com. And we spell that uniquely C-H-R-C-H because we say all that's missing is you. Churchonline.com. This morning, I want to talk about shepherding. Now, I recognize we read these words in the Bible, and we hear the word shepherd. Most of us don't have a good idea of what that means. Now, I would ask you that question. When was the last time you actually saw sheep? I recognize in our Calvary listening audience, there are some people in more rural places, and maybe you do see sheep on a regular basis. But let me ask you this one. When was the last time you actually saw a shepherd at work? Personally, I have rarely, I can't even think of actually seeing a shepherd, maybe in videos or some kind of documentary or something like that, but I've never seen one close up, like working right there in the field with sheep. So for me, I have a really difficult time understanding the words that are used in Scripture that relate to shepherds. It's just a difficult thing. And I want to take us to a piece of Scripture that talks about shepherding. And of course, when we hear these words, we immediately think of our pastors, right? We think about, oh, well, that's a passage that relates to my shepherd, my pastor, because that's where the word comes from. But it's in 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 1 through 5. Let me just do a couple of verses at a time. It starts out, "The elders who are among you, I exhort you, I who am a fellow elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that will be revealed." Now pause for a minute. Peter is saying he is a pastor, he's an elder, a leader, but also one of the witnesses of the sufferings of Christ. What a difficult statement he makes. And then he goes into this part, "Shepherd the flock of God which is among you, serving as overseers, not by compulsion, but willingly, not for dishonest gain, but eagerly, nor as being lords over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock." Again, let me pause there. We may read these verses, and because it starts out, "Shepherd the flock of God which is among you," we might hear that and immediately just dismiss these words and think, oh, well, you, this again, that's for my pastor, that's for other leaders in the church. But I want to suggest that this is for all of us. Peter, of course, recognizing that he is an elder, that he is a person in authority, and of course, this is Peter we're talking about, so of course, he can talk this way. But how does this relate to us? Let me keep going, the last verse. "When the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that does not fade away. Likewise, you younger people, submit yourselves to your elders." Yes, all of you should be submissive to one another and be clothed with humility. Now pause there. That part lets me know that there's something else going on in the text. Of course, as younger people, he's not necessarily referring to individuals based on their age. Now, if I thought about it that way, then maybe elders also aren't necessarily elders by age. In fact, when we hear the words in the Greek, the thought of a Jew in the first century, when you heard that word elder, your immediate thought would be some of the Sanhedrin or the elders in the synagogue. But the important part is you wouldn't necessarily use that word and automatically think of a person who is older than you. Because by position, by standard, there could be a Pharisee who is an elder in the Jewish faith who could have been younger than you personally just because of his position. Now, yes, most of them were older. But for the most part, if we thought about this, we're talking about people who are more mature in the faith. Not necessarily the people with the most gray hair become the elders. That's where we start thinking throughout all of Scripture. Wait, there's a role here that we all need to play. He says, the last part, "Younger people, submit yourself to your elders." Yes, there's a point at which we need to submit submit to one another out of reverence for Christ, but we also need to submit to those in authority over us, yes, in church and yes, in the body of Christ. But I also want to put it to you in a slightly different way. We all should have an elder above us. In fact, just a short time ago, I was having a conversation with an individual who is older than me, but also been walking in the faith longer than me, and I consider him something of a mentor. And I really believe we all should have that. But then in the same way, we should also think of ourselves as having people under us. I would suggest that if you thought about this, we all have a shepherding role in our household. Maybe if we have kids in the home, yes, you're shepherding those little ones. That's what you do. Maybe if we're older than that and we have adult grown children, as I do, all of my kids are now grown and up and out of the house. So does that mean I no longer am a shepherd? No, I'm still their father. So we have that role. But then let me read to you this other passage, Titus 2:2-4. He says, "The older men should be sober, reverent, temperate, sound in faith, in love, and in practice. The older women likewise, that they be reverent in behavior, not slanderers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they admonish the younger women to love their husbands and love their children." Paul, writing to Titus, is suggesting that the whole church needs to be made up of this elders, shepherds, who are working together with those who are younger, yes, in age, but also less mature in the faith. That is a role for every one of us. That means what Peter is writing here about being a shepherd of the flock of God still applies to every one of us. And some of the things he suggests, not by compulsion, but willingly, not for dishonest gain, but eagerly, nor as being lords over those entrusted to you. Be examples to the flock. You hear those words, but it needs to draw our mind to that place. We all have a place of shepherding someone. Maybe within the church, maybe within our home, maybe at our workplace, whatever it might be, there's someone who is less mature than you. Especially if we thought about how the original disciples, the original early church, the followers of Jesus at every level, that was the pattern. You find those people who are less mature in the faith. And I don't care if that's a day, you've been a follower of Jesus just one more day. We should all be in such a place where we are maturing and growing and then finding people below us that we could bring up in what we know. And likewise, we should have people above us. There should be somebody you know that is more mature in the faith that can shepherd you a little bit. And what does a shepherd do? You lead, you guide, especially in that last word, be examples. That's how we do some of the best work of shepherding, is simply being an example.